You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast coming from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Avner Craig, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will take our broadcast and make it a blessing to you today. Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful today for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people. We do not see them, but I know that you do, and we're praying that you'll take our service and make it a blessing to each and to every one. We pray that you'll minister to our congregation. Doubtless there are those who are going through battles and struggles, those who are not well in body, those that have other needs. We're asking Thee, in Your love, in Your compassion and mercy, to minister to our congregation, and may this broadcast service be an encouragement to hearts, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let the gates of praise be open, shall be poured the joy within, shall it sing, the Lord has spoken,
which we joyfully proclaim, how it cheers the sad and lonely, how it magnifies His name.
We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing this Way of Truth broadcast with you today, and we certainly trust that it will prove to be a blessing to you. And now on our broadcast service today, we're going to have as our guest speaker, Brother James Arch, pastor of the Church of God Universal in Georgetown, Grand Cayman. We trust as he comes to speak that the Lord will bless him and bless you.
I'll be reading from Psalms 27 on the program. This is a Psalm of David, verses 1 to 4. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. What I would like to speak to you on today is the subject of to see the beauty of living for God. And the words found in that fourth verse are so beautiful and inspiring as you read it. And if you notice, it says to behold the beauty of the Lord. We live in a world today where there is much dissatisfaction, much frustration, much uncertainty, And sorry to say, there are so many that seem to get so little out of life. Life has dealt some hard blows on a lot of people living in this world. Dissatisfaction means a feeling of being displeased, unsatisfied or discontented. We see that around us all over the world today. You know, it is the business of man's enemy, the devil, to disrupt his life. And whatever way he can use, whatever means he can take, he will do that. He is an enemy. That's what he is. The enemy doesn't want anybody to live good. The enemy doesn't want anybody to live for God. He doesn't want anything good to exist. The enemy would like to see righteousness extinguished from the earth. That would be his delight. That's what he's here for. And you know, we're all human beings. And David was a human being too. And David fell into problems. David failed too. But we find in the Bible where David got back to God. God was merciful and loving to David. But David realized that he needed God. He realized that it was God that he had sinned against. It was God he had failed and let down. And he needed to get back to God. And if you read the first Psalm, you will see there what is called David's Psalm of Penitence. It's a beautiful psalm. David got back to God. So David did find something then to live for. Someone by the name of Doris Mortman wrote, "Until you make peace with who you are, you will never be content with what you have."
Amen.
And that is so very true. So we find in this 27th psalm, you know, David wrote a lot of masterpieces of literature you'll find in these psalms and other places in the Bible. What a writer. He was called a man after God's own heart. David was a shepherd boy, of course. David tended to the sheep on the side of the hills. And David even looked up one night in the starry sky. And he saw the moon and the stars. And he said, "What is man that thou art mindful of him?" So we find in this psalm now where David's main desire was to live for God. "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after." You see, to have God and all there is to have from God, there has to be some kind of a desire and a seeking after him, some kind of spiritual ambition. And sorry to say, we don't see that all so common in the world today either, but it's real. And the more we reach out to God, the more we'll get from God. The light in him came from God. He said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." You see, the Bible tells us that God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. All gloom and sin and wrong comes from the devil. God lifts us up. Come on, friends. He lifts us up. God gives us what nobody else can give us. And when you think all is gone, when you think everybody's against you, and you think you don't have any friends, you can turn to him.
Amen.
He is a friend. He said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." The power to live it came from God. He said, "The Lord is my strength and my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" There are times you got to get down on your knees and seek God.
Amen.
For strength,
yes.
For courage,
yes.
For determination,
yes.
To go on.
Amen.
And to make another day for him. Life is real, friends. Life comes with some situations sometimes and some,
yes,
circumstances that only God can help us out of.
That's right.
But he has promised that he would never fail those who put their trust in him. So his God, David said, was greater than his enemies. Verse 2 says, "When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. I want to tell you something, friends. He had some confidence in God. Yes, he was now trusting in this great God of heaven. His desire was not only to live for God, but to explore and to experience the riches of his grace. He said, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. And we know that that could not mean just down here in this earth, because we're not going to be here forever. But if you live for him and die right, then we'll go to be with him forever in the land beyond. Thank God. God designed a beautiful plan. If you look into the second chapter of Genesis, you'll see there in verses 8 and 9. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The man that God had created, he placed into a garden. What a beautiful place that must have been. No pollution, no corruption. All was clean and pure. But you know what happened? Man disobeyed God. Faltered, and because of that, sin entered the world. And he made a beautiful world. Yes, God made a beautiful world, a beautiful plan. He made a beautiful couple, beautiful people, the Bible says. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. What a beautiful plan God designed. He provided a beautiful way to live. And if you look into Psalms 149, you'll see that in verse 4. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. My beloved friends, it's not what our financial status might be, or how large a house may be living in, that counts with God. It's the heart that beats within. Amen. That makes the man. Yes. He said he would beautify the meek with salvation. God can take the roughest sinner in the world. Yes. And transform that life into a gentle, mild, humble Christian. Nobody but God can do that. What a mighty God. Yes. That he can take a life out of the gutters of sin and mire, and to make him a new creature in Christ. And no wonder the Apostle Paul, that great man that was transformed, could say, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. With all of that said, there is an enemy that works hard, many times successfully, to bring obstacles and barriers between us and God's beautiful way. That's what he does, my beloved friends. And especially after one has made a decision to walk with the Lord, then he works very hard to get that person back into his kingdom. We find in the Bible a set of scriptures here in the 8th chapter of Matthew. You find it in verse 18. When Jesus saw great multitudes about him, he gave commandment to depart unto the other side. And a certain scribe came and said unto him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, the foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And another of his disciples said unto him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. And Jesus said unto him, follow me, and let the dead bury their dead. Always something to present, to deprive us of walking with God. Many make excuses today too. Yes, we still live in a world where many people make excuses. But let me tell you something, friends. Jesus never entertained pretenders. He always told it like it was.
Amen.
We must do the same. The message is straightforward. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Jesus never wanted crowds to follow him without an appreciation of what they would have to give up. You see, we live in a world today where the mindset and the concepts are changing all the time. But Jesus didn't change that message. And that message still stands today. He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. You see, a lot of people find it very difficult to leave a life of sin. So many are complacent in our world. Find it very, very easy to lie down and sit down and stand by and just let the world go by and say, I'm okay. Let me tell you something, friends. We're not okay. We're not going to make it through to the pearly gates of heaven unless we make it right with God. In order to get there, we have to die right. There is no repentance after the grave. So, we must leave a life of sin. To forsake the world and all it has to offer, the fashions and fancies of the world, and to give ourselves completely to the Lord. In other words, to sell out to Him. To say goodbye to this old world of sin. You see, sin is only for a time. It's only for a season and it'll pass on. What God does for us will be through the ceaseless ages of eternity. Many people find it very difficult to make things right with others. Yeah, that's a part of it too, friends. What a plan God has designed that we could make things right with God and right with other people and be clear and be straight and walk the pathway of the just, which the Bible says is as a shining light, shining more and more unto the perfect day. You know what Jesus said? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The group sang that during this service today. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Friends, there is such a thing as knowing the Lord. You can know the Lord today. In this time world here, you can know that it is all well with your soul. Mr. Horatio Spafford wrote that beautiful song. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. It's a beautiful path. It's a beautiful thing to live for the Lord. It's a wonderful life. I trust that if you don't know the Lord today, you will think about Him. You will think about what He offers and what He has in store.
I'm just a weary pilgrim, traveling through this world of sin, getting ready for that meeting when the saints go marching in.
Oh, when the saints,
oh, when the saints
go marching in,
go marching in.
Marching in,
hallelujah, Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in.
Just a few more days to travel, just a few more days to roam, then I'll enter heaven's portal. When the saints are gathered home,
oh, when the saints,
oh, when the saints
go marching in,
go marching in,
oh, when the saints,
in that number when the saints come marching in.
There's a place that He's prepared us if we journey to the end. Then a crown of life He'll give us when the saints go marching in.
Oh, when the saints,
oh, when the saints
go marching in,
go marching in.
Oh, when the saints go marching in.
Hallelujah, Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in.
Oh,
Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in.
We trust our broadcast has been a blessing to you today. We thank you for being a part of our congregation, and we're thankful for the message that our dear brother James Arch brought, which we trust was a blessing to you also. Now, if our broadcast service is a blessing to you, why not let us know? Our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. And our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, and there are a number of our broadcasts there in our archives that you may download and listen to if you have missed any. And we would also invite you to be with us in our services as they are broadcast live over the Internet. Our Sunday morning service begins at 20 minutes before 11, and our Sunday evening service begins at 6. And then on Wednesday evening, our midweek service begins at 7. And we would be thankful if you would be a part of our congregation. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We would like to have you as a part of our congregation next week. So we invite you to tune in this station next week for another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the Lord's blessings abide.